All right.
Hello.
Hey, everyone.
Hey.
Hello.
Welcome to episode 3 of Once Upon a Captain Swan.
Hey.
So, unless you've been living in a cave, you'll know that something major happened this weekend.
What happened, Sarah?
In San Diego.
What?
Really? I've not heard of this.
What are you talking about?
Is there an earthquake?
A massive amount of nerds got together and just had a great weekend.
My people.
Yeah.
Aww.
Good for that.
And we were sadly not there.
And none of us were there. None of us.
And we
to remind you.
And drank on Skype.
Despite not being there, I don't know about you guys, but I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted from Comic-Con. I need a vacation from Comic-Con weekend.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff to keep up with. Mm-hmm. This is, like, the first year that I've actually, like, sat at the computer for so long, and...
I charged my phone 5 times yesterday.
Whoa. Yeah.
That's how much I was refreshing and watching videos and watching Periscopes and live streams.
Which, bless all of you lovely people who live streamed and Periscoped and...
Live tweeted.
Yes.
It was amazing. Thank you so much. Yeah, that was brilliant. Thank you.
So who's all here today, Sarah?
All right, so we've got J-Mo in the house.
Always.
We got Kimberly.
Also in the house, but my own house. I wish it was in everybody else's house. That will be soon. Maybe. I don't know.
Rachel's here.
Hello.
I think Jenna from the UK is here. Maybe.
I am here.
Okay. Yeah. I thought we lost you for a second. Lindsay's here. Also,
hello.
Okay.
Yeah, you all right?
For the first time.
Yeah, first timer.
Welcome, Lindsay.
We've been trying to get her on for 2 weeks now, so.
Yeah, finally made it into my schedule for you guys.
So, Justine's here. She was actually with us on the very first episode, but we lost her audio, so we had to cut her out, unfortunately.
I like her.
So, she's here this week. Yay!
So we have 7 of the 8 today.
Yes, we're missing Gabrielle this week, unfortunately.
One week, we will have everyone.
She's sorry she couldn't be here today, but she sends her love to everybody.
All right, so we have tons to talk about that happened yesterday.
Oh, definitely.
Gosh. Where do we start? Yeah, I mean, like...
We can start with the panel. That was the first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
God first thing in the morning was they started Snapchatting on the Once Upon a Time Snapchat.
Oh, true. That's true.
Yes.
Did anyone else think the little shower snap was a little strange?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm like, first of all, what pop was even in there?
Right?
And it was kind of unnecessary.
That's also just a waste of water. California's going through a drought.
Probably wasn't even any pop in there. They probably just randomly put a shower on just to be like, yeah, someone's having a shower.
Yeah.
Let's be quick and different.
Little figure was with a cup of coffee because...
Yes.
Yeah.
Subtle. So subtle.
I know.
All right. Well, just imagine it's Colin having a shower. I think that we'd all be happy imagining that.
Hello. Or Jen. Or Jen.
Jen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or both. Or both. Yeah.
Or both. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it didn't take long.
It did not take long at all. It's about to get real.
Okay. Let's say the panel.
The panel. I thought the panel was great from what I could see of it because, you know, Periscope kept going out.
For those of you listening to us, as of right now, there has not been an official recording put out of the panel, so we're only being able to rely on what one lovely individual was Periscoping. Mm-hmm. We only know some bits and pieces at this point. Well, the big reveal was that we're getting Aladdin, Jasmine, and Jafar next season.
Yes!
I know. Oh, yeah. I'm so excited.
I don't know if I talked about the first episode or the second episode, but that was all I wanted. So I'm really, 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 really excited.
I'm really excited. I'm a little sad that Naveen Andrews isn't there to be Jafar.
Oh, same.
Because I thought he did such a great job on Once Upon a Time in Wonderland. But I also really like this guy who's playing Jafar now.
And Odin Fair is big following. Amazing.
Agreed. And from the clip that we saw, I think he's going to do a really good job.
Yeah. I completely agree. And also the fact that Karen David is going to be Jasmine had me just squealing.
It is perfect casting. Perfect.
She's absolutely perfect.
She's lovely. Yeah.
It's like if they took animated Jasmine and turned her into a real person. You have Karen David. I mean, it couldn't be any more perfect.
When Gallivant was on, I was like, when Disney inevitably makes an Aladdin like remake, they need to cast her.
Yeah. It kind of made me a bit nervous, though, the Aladdin reveal, because it was like the last bit was about saviors not having a happy ending.
Yeah,
and I was just like,
but I also feel like them saying so early on in an episode, saviors don't get happy endings. It's basically just a big neon green sign, like Emma's gonna be the savior that's gonna get her happy ending. She's gonna break the cycle.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Also, like
Joe's not subtle at all.
I'm really excited to get into savior mythology.
Yes,
me too.
And I'm really hoping because we know Jane writes a lot of episodes, and I'm really hoping we get some parallels for Buffy, because I live for those.
Yeah.
Live for them.
It's a good time to, after getting into the Dark One mythology from last season, now it's time to get into the Savior mythology.
Yeah.
Because they've never really expanded on that either. It's always just been, oh, she's the Savior, and that's it. Like, no one, they've never really explored it at all. Like, where, are they all from true love?
In earlier seasons that Emma is the only savior that ever existed.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like if you're going to have something like the Dark One that is so old and so pervasive within this show and the show's lore, then you have to have something that counterbalances that, and that's a savior.
Yes.
So I'm really excited to get into savior mythology and like how the savior started. I'm super hyped that Aladdin's the first savior.
Also, do I feel like they alluded that to the fact that he might have magic, which is interesting. Is this, do all saviors have magic, you know? Because we thought that maybe she had magic just because she's the product of true love, but maybe it's a savior thing and not necessarily a product of true love.
And how many saviors are there as well? Like, is it just M2? Like, it'd be quite interesting to see, like, how many and the kind of thing they do the Dark Ones. That'd be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm excited for an Emma storyline.
Yes.
It renews my faith in season 6.
Yeah, I was really scared that it was just going to be all Regina all the time. But knowing Emma has her own thing going on, Killian and Charming presumably have something going on that I think is going to be really big.
Captain Charming!
Yep. I'm here for that.
I'm very here for that.
Mm-hmm.
Snow seems to be back in action, which I'm so hyped about, because I missed Snow. I missed her not being really... I missed her being in the thick of things. She was so separate from a lot of things for a long time.
Yeah. I can't be helped, really, because she just had, like, babies and stuff, but it is nice that she's going to finally get some story time.
Yeah.
We also learned that Aladdin was Colin's favorite movie as a kid.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Josh,
will you watch it now, Rachel?
A whole new world to each other.
I will watch it now.
Yes.
Do you promise?
Yeah.
Rachel's never seen Aladdin all the way through.
The comment section better go crazy and about her not watching Aladdin, I swear.
Yeah. That was whole like talk of true love. I think that was a big point for Captain Swan in the panel.
Yeah. They kept mentioning it and hammering it down every single time they talked about it, which I was like, thank you so very much.
I think it's really important because like after that scene, we haven't had a chance to actually talk about it. So I think, you know, we need a scene, you know, at some point early on to just talk about it and explore that. So I'm really looking forward to
So where the relationship is going to go now that it's been established.
Mm-hmm.
And that's almost like an awkward thing to put on a relationship, too. Like, something as heavy as that, after everything they've been through, like, it's kind of like, all right, so what now?
Yeah. And I think it's important to realize that even though Captain Swan shares a lot of parallels with Snowing, Emma and Killian are not Snow and Charming. And they both have such high walls, and they both had really... traumatic experience.
You know what I love about it, though,
kind of
is
like,
that
oh shit moment for both of them.
Right.
Even though like there is this pressure, I guess other people would see it as having all this pressure of saying, oh my gosh, this is true love. You know, it has to work. But they chose each other before it was ever confirmed. And they fought so hard for this before that was confirmed.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So I don't think it's going to be a big issue. I don't think it's going to be a big weight for them.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be something they're going to have to think about, though, and maybe it will change things slightly and just talk about how it might change things. And
I don't think it'll change things.
Can it be more official?
I don't know if it'll change things, but I do think it is something that they're going to discuss and be like, so, we're, like, true love now.
I feel like Killian's just going to tease her about it. Like,
oh my gosh, that was so awesome.
Just,
yeah.
like, some, like, witty, like, sarcastic, like, hey, how's it going? You're my true, like, just, like, bring it up, like, every chance he gets. Or bring it up to David all the time, like.
Yes! I was your true love, not the monkey.
Yeah. I do, I know a lot of people are asking, well, not a lot, but I saw two or three questions of the wedding dress in the background, and when is he gonna pop the question, and I kind of like how they shut it down real quick, because to be honest, I'm not ready for a Captain Swan wedding. They literally, like, if you think about it, their entire relationship has been one thing after another. Like, they've never had, like, just, like, some downtime. Like, it's constantly being separated or saving the day or saving each other.
Like,
it's been so life and death. I'm like, I don't think they really need to just jump the gun with this right now.
I think they need some time to, like, actually
be a couple. Yeah.
Yeah, be together and develop.
Although,
let's be honest, though, like, if there is, like, a Captain Swan engagement, I'm going to lose my absolute shit.
Yeah, well, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. But I wouldn't mind if they waited a little
like
bit.
The end, to like, I think an engagement will probably happen at the end of this season.
That would be good timing. Yeah. Like, got a season to kind of be connect properly again after all of the crap they just went through,
some
and just kind
scenes.
Of, you know, yeah, go on some dates again, have some meals.
I really feel like the beginning of this season is, I think, going to play out a lot like early season 4. I don't think we're going to get a lot of conflict and maybe even a lot of storyline with the two of them. I think they're probably going to focus on other things just because of the fact that at least Jen and Colin didn't seem to be in the know, or either that or weren't allowed to talk about it, but we really didn't get much new information. So it leads me to believe that maybe they're kind of going to take a back seat at the beginning, or at least just kind of play things like early season 4, where we just got these really little, like, relationship building moments kind of like at the beginning or the end of the episode, you know, but the storyline wasn't necessarily focused on the relationship.
Yeah.
I agree.
Which I'd be really happy with, to be honest with you. Like,
exactly. At this point,
I kind of want...
Yeah, because we got some great stuff, some great little scenes with them in the in early season 4.
It was
so cute.
And they said they picked up pretty much exactly where they left off. Like, there's no time jump or anything. So
right.
I do love how we said, I can't remember if it was Adam or Eddie who said, if it was Emma's dress, then it would be a red leather dress.
Yeah.
Except Lana had to butt in, like, oh, the one I'm wearing?
I know, it was a kind of a bad coincidence, because obviously they were thinking of her red leather jacket.
But, also, Emma, she would never, because that, as she said, that's her armor, so she would never
wear
that out of the wedding.
I think that when she gets married, she's going to go all princess.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, like, she got all dressed up for a date, didn't she? She's willing to, you know, to
be
more open and let those walls down already. So, you know, she's going to play the princess for a win, definitely. I can't see why not.
Mm-hmm. And it's not like Emma hates princess dresses, like the red ball gown that we saw her in, the white one from the Camelot ball.
She's
having a blast in
Yeah, when people get on Emma for looking girly, I'm like, shut up. Please shut up.
Oh,
stop talking.
Thank you.
It's the worst kind of, like, faux feminist arguments that I can handle. It's just like, please, like, stop. Because you're obviously not... You're co-opting feminism to, like, strengthen a non-existent argument.
Well, and I think it links over... It's getting a little bit ahead in the day with... the Nerd HQ panel, where Jennifer just kind of, she goes on this really
she
nice
shut it down.
She shut it down. The most eloquent, beautifully spoken, like sophisticated fuck you I've met.
Yep.
I mean,
yeah.
It really was.
I think what's nice is that we have someone who's willing to do that, where she can say, look, you can be strong when you need to be strong, and you can be vulnerable at the same time. They're not mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
And so I think that's really nice that the most eloquent fuck you can come through without even saying fuck you. You know what I mean? Like,
I think it's just so important, though, a message, though, because, like, I know when I was younger, I always thought I had to be, like, strong all the time and, like, always kind of doing everything myself and not getting too emotionally close to people or like being vulnerable, but I just wasn't really that happy, you know. I think it's important to sometimes be a bit more open.
You have to be. Yeah,
it's not a sign of weakness. No, because I'm the same way, where especially at the beginning with someone new, I'm really guarded and I don't like to show a ton of like negative emotion.
I think everyone has a bit of that too. Like, I think everybody automatically just starts off like with their guard up, because I'm definitely guilty of some of that stuff too. So it's just like, I don't know, she just put it so beautifully. Like, it's probably like, it was just such an amazing, typical Jennifer Morrison awesome response that she gives.
She does. That whole Nerd HQ panel was absolutely fantastic.
It really was.
It was an amazing
panel. That was a great panel. I'm also kind of really glad that they didn't ask, no one asked a whole ton of shipping questions.
Yeah.
Sarah and I were texting each other during it, and we're like, there are no really Captain Swan questions. And I'm like, I wish someone asked one, but there was kind of like...
The problem was I was so afraid of if someone was going to, what it was going to be.
Exactly.
Yeah. Some of these people, like, even with, like, the wedding dress question, it's like, why are we talking about this right now?
Yeah.
Especially because Colin knew exactly what they were talking about, so you know, like, he's had to, like,
talk about this question
so many times at cons, and he's probably honestly sick of it.
I just, that dress has been in that window all season.
It's like, been there since Frozen.
You know,
when Elsa was walking through the town, she walked right by it.
To be fair, that dress does pop up in a lot of Captain Swan scenes. A wedding dress wasn't always there, but it is there when there are important Captain Swan scenes. So I understand why people latch on to the wedding symbolism of it and it being in Captain Swan scenes. Or even, there was like a scene in an early season 4 episode where it's Killian and Emma and Elsa. And he was supposed to, like, take her to, like, the sheriff's station to keep her safe.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, nah, I'm not going to do that. And Elsa's like, well, where are you going? He's like, with any luck, danger. And he runs off to the forest. And it's the same direction. And the wedding dress is in the background. And so he's running in the same direction as the wedding dress. Like, that's some symbology.
Like, even if there is, though, but I'm sure it is symbolic, like, they did maybe do it on purpose, but at the same time, it doesn't mean it's gonna happen, like, in the next 2 episodes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't know when they're foreshadowing it.
Yeah.
It just keeps, like, door open just in case, isn't it? Like, you know, we might go there, might not, we'll see how it goes.
Like, I feel like Adam and Eddie aren't gonna have the series end and not have Emma get married and do that whole thing. But I feel like that's a card they're going to hold on to until they want to play it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gotta
be the right time.
Like, television is a visual medium. Like, a lot of shots and a lot of things in the background, those are important. So I don't want to make it sound like we're discounting symbolism within shots, because those can be very important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't always mean that it's going to happen immediately. It's more of a hint for the future. It could be 2 episodes from now. It could be 2 seasons from now.
Exactly.
Yeah
just in case.
I'd rather it be a couple seasons from now, because I want them to just, you know, get the feel of each other without having to, you know, be in danger half the fucking time.
I mean, we ended last season with Emma finally being able to say, I love you, just because she wanted to, not because they were in danger, or, like, someone was gonna die, or there was darkness.
Yeah, massive step for her, but it's... Yeah, she's still got a lot more growth, I think, before they get to the point where they're gonna be getting married.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's, you know, it's a lot of pressure to put on a relationship, right? Like, they're still, I feel, so early on in their relationship that, Jesus, that's a lot of pressure to put on it. Oh, look, I already know you're my one true love. It's okay. Like, you know, like, that's a lot of pressure to put on something, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, even if he just does, like, the eyebrow waggle, like, a swan, one true love, like, okay, cool. But that's a lot of pressure to put on a relationship. You know what I mean? It's like, you can't avoid the destiny, and so part of, I would probably be like, nope, 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 running away now, nope, nope.
Well, Emma already has another true love in Henry, and she hasn't freaked out about that. She's accepted that Henry is one of her true loves.
Mm-hmm. See, but I feel like that's very different.
True. It is very different.
I do think it's kind of, maybe it is going to sort of test how much she's changed since the beginning of season one, because, you know, at the beginning of season one, she was, like, scared of any kind of commitment. She didn't want to commit to anything. And now, obviously, she's taken on Henry, and she's been with Hook. But I think it's just going to kind of really test really how far she's come since season one, probably. It's probably going to be, like, I'm not going to say it's going to be a struggle for her, but maybe she'll relapse slightly at some point, and then, you know.
Well, I think this is going to tie in to Killian's secret that he's been hiding in his backstory.
Whatever the hell it is.
So my theory is that Killian's secret has to do with Charming, because they have mentioned several times that the Captain Charming relationship is going to grow and then it's going to be tested. And I think that has to be linked to Killian's secret. I honestly think that Killian probably had a hand in killing Charming's father. Either intentionally or not, he had he was involved somehow.
I like it.
Oh my gosh.
I love it. It would not be
out of character at all from Hook at that point, because obviously he was a villain and he did just kill people to get what he wanted. So it wouldn't be out of character.
It shouldn't be that Killian was just drinking at this tavern, because there's literally only one tavern in the Enchanted Forest. And, like, David's dad came in and Hook didn't know that he's, like, a recovering alcoholic, and so they're getting drinks. And then he has, like, a cart accident.
But see, that doesn't even, like, even if that is the way they go, like, that's also, like, if you really want to blame Killian, you could, but at the same time, it's like, if you're gonna build up this horrible, horrendous secret that he did, like, have him own it, like, have him, like, you know what I mean?
Well, remember Shattered Sight and how that was supposed to be, like, the worst thing that ever happened, and then they played it for laughs a lot of the time. Yeah. It ended up being Charming admitting that he bought a used stroller.
Yeah. So, that's still probably some of my favorite stuff on Tumblr is Evil Charming, which is like, I put decaf coffee in instead of caffeinated. Like,
like, Evil Charming, he's just like a little shit. Yeah.
That's why I love him so much.
Right?
The best. Love him.
But yeah, they definitely hinted that the relationships that were going to be tested were not Emma and Hook.
Yeah.
That's reassuring, yeah.
So, yeah. I think what's going to happen is it's going to cause a rift between Charming and David. Snow's obviously going to be on David's side. And Emma's going to be there for Hook. Because I feel like if they do go, it was an accident route, Emma's going to understand it was an accident.
Yeah. Yeah, the charm, as much as I love the Charmings, they do jump to
conclusions very, very quickly.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
Frozen Arc was a big thing on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What I'm quite curious about, though, is if Hook did do something in the past and it was on purpose and it was something really bad, at this point now he's trying to sort of own it and be a better person, would he apologize to Charming? Would he actually own it and, you know, say he was sorry?
Oh,
I think
feel
like
he would.
I think he would.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be really out of character for Killian to be like, yeah, I killed your dad, so what the fuck ever.
Yeah, he wouldn't say that.
Obviously, they don't want to give away any hints, but I'm actually curious as to whether, in some ways, it's going to be Hook and Killian are going to be split, and Charming and maybe like his dark side are going to be split in the same way that Regina has, and whether all of these past experiences and stuff are just going to be like,
yeah,
confusing, because it's going to be like maybe the evil Hook goes to the good Charming and like starts to say all these horrible stuff, and it causes tensions when Killian is oblivious to this happening and all this kind of stuff. I'm kind of curious.
I know Adam did say that they're not. I think that Regina's going to be the only one who's going to be affected by the serum. But like they've said shit like that before and haven't followed through.
Well, they don't want to spoil things, do they? So
yeah.
I would love to have two Hooks running around Storybrooke. I would have.
One thing I was a bit disappointed about with the Nerd HQ interview with Jen was the question where they asked her about playing a character on any current TV show. And I was just like, oh, she didn't say iZombie.
Right?
Yeah.
That was
I mean, when you're on the spot like that, she was probably just listing things that came to the top of her head.
Yeah.
I was her like, Outlander reaction, though, was the best.
Yeah.
That was the cutest thing I've ever seen.
I just really wanted to see, like, Jen and Rose back together, I think, on iZombie.
Yeah, me too.
It's so cute. I love them both.
I know.
So
I would love for Tinkerbell to come back.
Yes.
Damn.
Yeah, where is she now?
Presumably she's still in Storybrooke, just kind of hanging out.
She's probably shacked up with August.
Yeah.
Who we also never see.
Right?
She's got to have her one-night
stand. I mean, it's also, like, presumably, like, Maleficent and Lily are still there. Like, please, God, don't go back to Lily, because she was the actual worst. I'm sorry if we have, like, any fans of Lily, all maybe two of you. But
see, I did want to know who her father was, though. Like, I don't like unfinished stories, and I was
it's Mushu. It's her dad.
Obviously, it has to be Mushu. I don't like drop storylines. This is also, I just don't care. I just don't care about who the father is. Like, I feel, I understand the actress was pregnant and wasn't available to be in season 5, but if they dig up the storyline from season 4 to do in season 6 or 7, it's too late. No one cares.
Yes.
Yeah.
No one cares enough beyond it's just, like, an unfinished storyline.
Yes.
And we have quite a few of those, on this show.
Yeah.
Just a bit.
I still need to know what happened to Will and Anastasia.
Yeah!
Justice for Will Scarlet, seriously.
Or, yeah, Will in general.
Will in general.
It makes me a little worried that they're bringing Jafar back, because I want there to be continuity between Wonderland and this, but I'm afraid that there's not going to be.
I feel like we really have to look at Wonderland as its own entity now.
Agreed, absolutely.
Like, we can't try to fit it into canon, because it's just
Didn't
not
Didn't they possible. Say it was going to be in canon, though?
They keep saying
that,
yes.
They said in the beginning when Wonderland was airing, but now 2 years later, that's clearly not the case anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Adam tweeted something about it yesterday, because people were saying, like, where's Naveen? And he's like, no, it's still canon, but Naveen wasn't available. So he's still saying it.
I have a feeling everyone would have been completely even lost even more of their shit if it was Naveen walking into that little tent with Aladdin. And I mean, I love Oded Fehr, and I think he's going to do a great job. But if it's supposed to be, like, still canon, and Naveen wasn't available, I understand. But everyone's collective shit would have been lost more if it was Naveen walking through that.
Mine, absolutely.
Oh, I think they probably tried really hard to get Naveen. Because they already have a good relationship with him, because he was on Moss. He was obviously in Wonderland. He has a good rapport, probably, with Adam and Eddie.
But if he's not available. Other commitments that he had to do, like other filming. So
yeah.
I feel like he's in season 2 of Sense8, and Sense8 films all around the world.
Yeah, I think that's what he's doing.
So it's not like he's just filming in LA and can pop up to Vancouver for 2 days and come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, he's probably in, like, Korea for all we know.
Do we have Harry Potter fans here?
Yes.
All right. So I thought it might be a bit fun. So, like, they asked Jen what a Hogwarts house was in the Nerd HQ. So she said Gryffindor, and the person who asked her was Slytherin, so that was just pretty funny.
What are you guys?
Slytherin.
I mean, I'm
Slytherin, Slytherin, baby.
I'm a definite Hufflepuff.
Yes, you are.
I'm a Ravenclaw.
Yeah.
See, and apparently I'm the only Gryffindor. Gryffindor.
I'm Gryffindor.
Yay!
Okay. So we've got a bit of a mix.
Yeah, I was kind of disappointed that Jed didn't say Ravenclaw because I think she would be, but apparently she said the quiz gave
the
her
quiz. Her. She did
Which
choose
quiz,
it was a quiz, and that's what it said. I love that. It was so cute.
Yeah. I mean, hey, it could be like a Hermione situation.
Could be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jen looks so beautiful, though. I have to say,
you
like
know, I like her.
When does she not though? Seriously.
That little braid in her hair, though.
Yes.
I was really distracted by the like black collar on it, though. Like it kind of reminded. It looked like a penguin was strangling her from behind.
But it's the cutest way to die.
You not
though,
think?
Real. If I'm gonna die, I want to be strangled by a penguin. So.
Can we talk? Can we talk about their photo shoot?
Oh yes.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes, we can.
Which one? Because we had
the engagement photo.
Engagement photo.
Because we still have the Entertainment Weekly high definition pics to come.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. We just have that one little video.
Excited for
that little video of them doing the prom poses was the death of me.
I know.
Oh,
like,
so
that was how I died.
Also, the little trio, the Captain Cobra Charming trio.
Oh,
shoot.
Yes.
Oh, the boys. Colin and
that wasn't
precious.
Yes. Emma's boys.
All of
that
them.
That was amazing.
Did you see someone made Captain Swan and Henry? They mashed them together, so it was like,
yeah,
that's what Mia did.
Shout out to Mia, she did that.
That's awesome. Yeah. I just love how comfortable Jen and Colin are with each other now. You can just see how comfortable they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So comfortable enough to do not only him resting the shoulder, resting his head on her shoulder, but she also gave him a kiss on the head this year.
Oh my god, and then she started stroking his stubble.
Yeah.
That was just like, oh my god.
Captain of our ship.
Just like, oh my gosh. Like, no one prompted her to, like, kiss his hair, but she went ahead and did it, and it was just like, oh my gosh.
I know. We are so blessed. They really are. They're such cinnamon rolls.
I loved how they brought up Pokemon Go in the MTV interview as well.
No. I love
Shout out to Chris, the security guard.
I know, level 20.
It was Chris.
It was Chris, our security guard.
I just love how it's like Lana's like, oh, these people who play probably don't have are working on a show. He's like, it's Chris, our security guard. God.
That whole interview was just pure gold.
Also, Jen doing like a dramatic reading of the Pokemon theme song was like everything I did.
Inspiring.
With Josh. Josh made it. Pokemon.
You just got good
Josh job. Is her hype man.
Yes.
Oh, when Josh said as well, we're just all old and we don't want to walk off cliffs. I was like, wow.
Well, honestly, I think that Josh and Colin would get a little too into Pokemon Go.
Yes.
I think they
right?
would.
I feel, well, Colin got really quiet, so I'm like, do you actually play and you just don't say anything? Because he was just like sitting there. I was like,
Because you don't want to play this. Then me, a grown ass man, also.
Oh man, I love the sort of the Comic Con tradition of Jen doing the Chewbacca voice as well.
That's not a Chewbacca.
I love how Colin was just like, "That's truly
the
awful, Jen."
Worst.
I know.
Yes.
You should be embarrassed for yourself and your family.
I think it was worse than last.
It is bad and you should
feel
bad.
It was so worse than the first one, which makes it even better.
It's kind of decline every year.
Like, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't as bad as this year.
Well, I love how she's like, I never said I could do it.
She sounded so offended.
Oh, it was great.
I never said I could do it.
But the fact that she's like such a good sport to like actually attempt it anyway.
Yeah.
I know. I love as well how Jen said, as soon as he said the geeks versus posers, the first thing she said was, oh, ask Colin. Colin will know when for
But it was Jared. Jared knew everything.
Yeah, Jared was all on it.
Colin did too, but he was just not.
Shut up his mom.
Yeah,
he was letting Jared have some.
He was so shy when he was the one who had to answer for Jen and MRJ.
Yeah.
We know Colin only talks when he has to. If someone else can talk for him, we'll just sit there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love how Josh Dallas
doesn't know
the name of Thor's hammer.
Yeah.
I was like, and then everyone's like, dude, you were in the movie.
It's just like Joshua.
It's okay.
He can get away with it with that face.
Yes.
Josh's like so cute.
I feel like if you asked him a bunch of Disney questions, he would know those.
Oh, definitely.
Yes.
Yeah, being married to Ginny.
I was gonna say, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was really cute when Josh and Colin were talking about their kids as well for that interview.
Yes!
Yeah,
that was horrible.
Colin just took Evan to his first movie. Oh, I died.
I know, finding Dory. How cute.
Which was an amazing movie, by the way.
Yes!
I cried. I cried a lot.
I did too. Well, I tried not to, but I did.
I cried.
I was on and a date when I was mostly at Gerald. So I'm just like trying not to cry, and I'm just like, I'm okay.
Can we also talk about Josh and Colin serenading each other?
Yes.
Oh my god.
I think that might be one of my favorite moments. I don't know.
Colin with the little voice crack killed me.
Yes.
And they were just like looking so lovingly into each other's eyes.
Oh, what about when Josh was like, they were giving some interview, and Colin's talking about, like, Captain Swan, about how they're true love. And then Josh was like, oh, when you got her pregnant?
Yes. Yeah.
And
yes!
Colin's just like,
What? And then Josh was like, what? What are you talking about?
So I think one of my favorite bits was with Josh and Colin again, the Captain Charming thing, when they just asked about their relationship, and Josh was just like, well, they had a rocky relationship. But by the end, he can see that Hook is in love with Emma and cares for his daughter, and he's starting to like him. And I was just like, yes!
Well, that's the thing, I think this season, we're going to see,
Killian saved Charming's life. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love how Josh forgot that Killian saved Charming's life.
And you're like, oh, what did he do in my life? In Neverland, with the boys? Oh, yeah, that.
Oh, yeah.
That was the beginning of Captain Charming.
It's like, that's only the same episode that we got the first CS kiss.
Yeah.
I think that's probably because, like, everyone knows it as, like, that episode. Mm-hmm. Even though it was really, like, the Captain Charming Adventure episode.
Yeah.
And that's honestly, like, the most homoerotic episode.
I love it. I love some of the GIF sets that have been made from that episode as well.
I love it. There's one where it's like, it's Killian, and he's like, let me see your abs!
Yeah, and then the bit when he lifts his shirt up, and... Brilliant.
I feel like this is the one thing that everyone in this fandom can agree on. Captain Charming's, like, the best crack shit. Yes.
I love Captain Charming.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Shade Mo and how Jen just shaded Lana so much? Because that was giving me life.
What did she do?
I haven't seen the panel, so...
It was just kind of like every time Lana opened her mouth, J-Mo just got this look on her face of just, please stop talking.
Well, the one I saw was where Lana was saying that she thinks season one is the darkest season.
That was the main one, yeah.
Oh, shit!
And it's like, what?
Even Colin kind of looked down, too. Like, everyone was just kind of like, what?
That's also the season where, like, Robin was killed as well, so that's kind of, like, dissing the Robin fans. It's just like, come on.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what season one she watched, but that was definitely not the darkest at all.
Yeah.
I mean, season one definitely had its moments, but compared to, like, season five, no.
Underworld, I mean, seriously, you can't get, as Jen said, like, it can't get darker than that, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also found...
At the panel, Lana was talking about, like, how Emma and Regina are, like, best friends, which, like, no.
No.
I hope my best friend never does that crap to me.
Okay.
And he kind of walks, and then Jen kind of walks it back. She's like, yeah, they're friends, but, I mean, Emma knows that Regina's past and, like, how Regina treats Emma. It's just basically kind of walked back everything Lana said.
I think Jen just has zero patience for, like, the ship that must not be named.
Yeah.
And, every time anything hints towards that, she's just like, no.
Yeah.
Just quiet.
And I don't blame her. I don't blame her at all.
Yeah.
She has every right to shut that down.
And, like, every time it's brought up, like, she gets, like, tons of hate sent at her.
Mm-hmm. I was going to mention the photo where Jen sat on Colin's knee as well.
Ooh,
yes!
Good one!
It's a great photo.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, yes!
Sitting there, like, the king and queen that they are.
And they in high quality, please. ASAP.
One thing I wanted to bring up, a little bit of a Debbie Downer, but I feel like it needs to be discussed, is, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but, apparently, quite a few of them were mobbed to the point where they were cornered against a wall by fans.
The fans rushed them on the way to the Entertainment Weekly party.
This upset me so much this morning when I heard about this.
Were you?
Yeah.
I did not.
What happened?
It was Josh, Rebecca, and Colin, and they were leaving for the party to go to Entertainment Weekly, and the people have figured out, a group of fans have figured out where the hotel was, I guess, and they blocked the elevators' doors. They barricaded them so that they could not leave without passing through them. Josh was apparently quartered against a wall, and some other fans who had seen this alerted the hotel, and the hotel had to get security to help them get out of the hotel. That's
horrible.
Colin looked very frustrated and freaked out, and I don't blame him. And he didn't know where his car was.
Jesus.
He couldn't find his car. But it was it was just a mess. And it's just not okay for people. Like, just because they're celebrities does not mean that they owe you a single thing.
The best thing I saw was
being a celebrity is not consent of itself.
Yeah, celebrity is not consent. Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It just made me so mad that people,
and then, I think someone else said that a bunch of them were gonna go try to find Lana, and, like, apparently it was said that, like, they were gonna, like, block her car, which, like, that's awful. That's awful.
You can't just trap them. I mean, that's just horrible. I mean, if someone did that to you, like, if someone just came up, like, a group of people just came up and trapped you, I mean, you could call the police on them, couldn't you? I mean,
it's not only disrespectful, that's fucking dangerous. That's really dangerous.
I would
that's
be terrified
that
if that happened.
Like, assault.
Yeah. And it's just, it's like, they're working. I know, like, Comic-Con's fun for everybody, but they're there on work. Like, they left, they all got on a plane right after late night filming and got in, I don't know.
I mean,
late.
I feel so bad
and they had
to,
like,
be
ready
Colin,
for
Jen and Josh, because they were probably exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
But they got in at, like, 3:30.
Yeah.
That's a long flight from Vancouver to San Diego.
And that was after working all night, too. They filmed all night. So it's like, I don't know. It just makes me so mad when people, like, and it's not just the Once Upon a Time fans. Like, it happens to just about every actor in a fandom.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just so wrong. Especially after, like, working conventions and being in there and, like, being on the other side and having to be the person that pulls people off of, like, pushes them away and, like, you're too close. You need to back up. Like, they're people. They put their pants on the same way we do, one leg at a time. And I get that people get excited around them and just they're so happy to see them. But it's like, you need to respect boundaries, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you've just got to remember that they're people and treat them like you would any other person you don't know.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
Apart from the fact that you can maybe ask them a few more questions because you've got something that you might want to ask them about the show or whatever. But other than that, it's like, you don't do things that you wouldn't do to someone else. You don't just, like, run up to them and kiss them or drag
or
them.
Grab
or
grab them.
Or grab, like, them. Or
just ridiculous.
This is why I have a problem with people who camp out at hotels.
Yeah.
And go to their houses. It's like,
their job
is to be on the TV show. That is their job. When you're bothering them in their personal time, you're not entitled to anything. That is their time.
And if you did this to any other person that wasn't famous, you'd be classified as stalking. You'd get arrested.
Yeah,
exactly. You would. And the fact that it doesn't really apply to them as well, it's kind of like I get it. Like, you can't, like, at the same point, but it's just people, it just aggravates me that people have no respect for other people's personal lives.
Like, yeah. I can understand people maybe if they see them out and about, like, politely going up to them and asking them, please, could I have an autograph or something?
That's completely different.
But if they say no as well, though, you've got to respect that, because it's like they don't own it. It's like it's an extra thing. And if they're in a rush or they're, like, in the middle of something, like, they don't have to say yes.
Exactly. Yeah. And I have no problem with people, like, if they see them out and about. Like, obviously, if they're with their family or, like, at a dinner table, like, I think that's weird. Like, I don't know. Just me personally, I would probably never.
I mean, living in L.A., no, I would kinda, respect that. I'm about to get, like, super L.A., but living in L.A., you do kind of see that a lot. Like, you see that where people go up while people are, like, eating and having dinner and spending time with their family and friends, and it's just like, no, you don't do that. Like,
yeah, like, I would never do that.
If you really want to, like, maybe wait until, like, you see that they're getting up to go leave.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think if I saw them walking around on their own, I might just go and ask them. Or, like, like if they're just walking. But, yeah, if they're doing something, like they're in the middle of eating or something, I wouldn't do that.
No. I think the whole thing is just to be polite and respectful. And if they say no, they say no. And you need to just deal with it.
Yeah, and I think especially if they're with family, and especially if they have kids, then you need to watch yourself.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And the thing is if fans and fandom had more respect, it would make these actors more receptive to want to go to things like conventions, where you can actually go up, and where it's appropriate for you to go up and get a picture and get an autograph. You know, instead, when you hoard them at hotels and scare them like this, they're not going to want to go to a convention where they're going to be mobbed. Yeah. So in a way, you're ruining it for yourself and for everyone in the fandom.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, because Jen stopped doing as many conventions, so...
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. She hasn't done any this year.
It's bad enough that the fans have scared off how many of the cast from Twitter now.
Yeah.
When Josh deleted his, I got super, super upset.
I cried. I was just like, seriously, this needs to stop. I mean...
It does.
Twitter needs to do more, I think. I don't think enough is being done.
I don't know if you guys saw the harassment of Leanne Aguilera last night.
Yes, I did. I have to tweet her last
night. And Yvette Nicole Brown. I mean, it's insane.
Of course.
Yeah.
No, and I love how they just totally misdirected their hate at Leanne, who had nothing to do with Jen sitting on Colin's knee, like, at all.
Totally different group, you know? It's like, that was Entertainment Weekly.
Completely different companies.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous, though. It's like, if that's what they do, that's what they do. It's like, you're not in control of what they do in the show or what they do at a convention.
And they're also not their characters, so why does it matter?
They are not your monkeys to do whatever you want them to do. They're there to do their job and do it correctly, and even if you don't like it, don't say shit.
Exactly.
No, but I agree, I think Twitter needs more moderation.
Talk about it on their own private blog and don't tag them in it.
Don't tag them. Yes. Thank you.
Anyway.
Jesus.
We
love a good rant, don't we?
Now, dude. We got
like, it has to be said that you don't tag actors, A, in like hate posts, and B, in shipping posts. I'm sorry, but the amount of her that I see directed at Jen and Colin, who have both said multiple times that makes them really uncomfortable.
Agreed.
Yeah.
It's like, I could give a shit. I don't care if you ship Holofer. I don't care. But if you
keep it to yourself,
then, no. That's a big no-no.
And it's just so disrespectful to Helen, too.
Yeah.
It's just, I just don't understand some people and the fact that they think it's okay to put this out there and to bash people. And
that's the thing, they're not thinking when they do
married to someone.
I think it's cute with their friendship, but I think that Colin and Helen together are just adorable. Like, they're so
Colin and Helen
cute
are gold
together.
They're adorable. Oh my god,
amazing.
So cute. I love them so much.
So does anyone have anything else from the con?
No, I think that's all we can talk about with what's been out so far.
Yeah.
Question and answer time. Woo.
Yeah. All right, well, we asked all of you guys out there to tweet us your favorite moments throughout the day yesterday, and we got quite a few. So I'm going to read some that we got on Twitter, and JMO, you got some from Tumblr.
I do.
So Mimi tweeted us and said that she was actually at the Nerd HQ panel with Jen. So she got to ask her a question, and she was the one that asked her about the shows that Jen would like to be on. And
she
so
was the one with the pigtail braids.
Yeah. Aww. So
she, that was a really good question.
That was her favorite moment. She loved Jen's reaction to Outlander.
Yes. Yes. That was great.
She also says that she saw Colin, I guess, at some point, and she was wearing a Bye Hook or Goodbye Crook t-shirt, and he loved that and said hi to her. She also got to meet Adam and Eddie, and she says she personally thanked them for ruining our lives with their awesome show, and that they were really happy about that. So
yay.
Thank you, Mimi.
Yay.
Yay. Thanks, Mimi.
We got a tweet from Courtney. I don't know if you guys out there are aware of Courtney, but she
Oh, Shadow Girl?
Yes.
Yes.
So she told Adam and Eddie about her song. They said that it made their day, and they thanked her for creating it. She also mentioned it to Jen in the Nerd HQ panel.
I was going to say, is that the
one? So, yeah. Which I know was probably a huge, huge, huge moment for her. So happy that she got to have that experience, yeah. For sure.
And I really like what Jen said, where art inspires others to create more art, because it's so true.
Just a beautiful quote. So thanks, Courtney, for that, and your song is amazing.
Yes.
I love it. It's on like iTunes and Spotify, so if you haven't heard it, just do check it out.
If there ever is a one musical episode, they need to include it. They need to.
I concur.
Maria tweeted us and said that her favorite moment was when Colin confirmed multiple times that Captain Swan is true love.
Yes.
Yes.
Which is true. Multiple times.
Multiple. And Jen even said it too.
Yeah. Said it a few times. Yep.
They were both like, because I feel like for so long they wanted to say it was true love, but now they can't. So they're like, yes.
Yes.
Because, you know, like, we got so much of, like, the, oh, they truly love each other. But now they're like, yeah, it's true love.
True love. True love, bitches.
We have one last tweet, and I apologize. I cannot pronounce her username. Is it?
Oh, Laube.
Laube. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Her name is Lauren.
Oh, okay, perfect. Okay, so Lauren tweeted us and said that Colin jumping off the stage during the panel to give a fan one of the Hook figurines and a hug was her favorite moment.
Which I did not see in the Periscope, and I need it. I need to see it.
And then Adam, I think it was Eddie, was like, cause...
Feed him well.
Yeah.
I saw that bit on the Periscope.
That's all I have from Twitter.
Okay. So I went ahead and did the question on Tumblr where I wanted people to give their moments from past Comic-Cons because we haven't had anything come out yet, and so I was still coming up. So my fic rec from last week, Fergus 80, Heather, said, I love the season 3 one with J-Mo, Colin, and MRJ Trivia, which I know is another popular one among us, and his inner nerd was showing, and he was all blushing, and Jen was like, you're amazing, you're going to win. I love that panel. And then her second favorite is probably last year's Nerd HQ with Captain Charles one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really
good. And then another one of my friends, Lashatsi on Tumblr, said my favorite moment was from 2013 when they read the favorite fan lines. Emily Adorable's giggle when she peeked at Colin's card, and then he read his iconic "When I jab you with my sword."
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Go
that
feel
was
it.
A good one.
Can I just say I love Emily? I think she's so cute.
She's adorable, and I want to put her in my pocket.
Yeah. Also,
well, you can. She's in Pandora's box right now.
Oh, that's right.
She looks amazing.
She's sleeping, remember?
But I also love how, like, she's like, oh, yeah, everyone can come and hang out in my box. I got, like, I got a couch and television. It's great.
Oh, no, okay. So did you hear when she's like, I have a hookah? And Josh was like, you have a hooker? She's like, no, not a hooker. A hookah. Like, I was dying.
I was like, oh, my God. We also got a question on Tumblr from Tumblr user Iala Captain. I want you guys to give your opinions about what you think, given the information from yesterday, will happen with Captain Swan this season. Also, what are your speculations on Killian's secrets and who they might affect, which we probably already answered earlier in the cast.
Yeah,
so what do we think
we already kind of talked about that. Well, y'all know like my thoughts on what the secret is and how it affects Killian's relationship with Charming and Snow and Emma. I don't know how much Regina's going to care.
Right.
I'm also wondering if Hook's secret might be something to do with his mother. Because we haven't, don't know who his mother is.
That's
mother
what I've been waiting to see.
Yeah.
I saw something on Tumblr and someone's like, can his mother please be Calypso? And I'm like, I am here for it.
Right.
Yes. I actually thought that. Down. Yes.
I feel like, honestly, like having Killian's mother be like some sort of magical being would be a great twist.
Mm-hmm. It would. But if it was Calypso, would that not make Killian a demigod?
Yeah.
It would.
That would also which explain would make... why he survives so much.
Yeah, yes. And that might also explain why
the Zeus underworld brought
him back.
Yes.
Ooh.
That's what I'm saying.
This is the best theory ever.
Oh, like dude.
Here for it. Need it.
Down.
Like, I've seen theories that Killian might have magic. I don't know how I personally feel about him having magic.
I
personally kind of like that he doesn't have magic and he has so much tenacity to just fight with one hand a sword and a hook and sometimes a pistol. And he's still like, he still brags about being a survivor despite dying 4 times in 1 year.
I feel the same way, however, watching him use magic was amazing.
It was beautiful. I love Dark Hook and I will always love Dark Hook. Even though he was completely evil.
He also seemed to take to the dark magic really quickly.
Yes.
Much more quickly than we've seen Emma be able to master magic or even Regina master magic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It seemed so natural to him. Which I don't know if that's from being the Dark One or him possibly being a demigod. Who knows?
Demigod.
questions.
I want him so madly to be a demigod.
Right.
That would be great. So amazing.
Speaking of magic, though, there was another part in the panel where Hook was saying, why couldn't Zeus have brought me back with my hand? And apparently Jen says, I need to figure out a way to magic back his hand.
I kind of like that, though, because we have so little representation of people with disabilities.
Yeah, it's so important.
Yeah, that's true.
So I do...
And he's Captain Hook, so it's like...
Yeah. I feel like you can't have Captain Hook and not have a hook.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, that was all I got from Tumblr.
Okay. Because we got one more question.
It was from the email, right?
From the email. Yeah.
Well, I also want to make sure we give a shout out to Gabrielle, since she couldn't be here. She told us to
include her answer.
Relay her answer for one of her favorite Comic-Con moments, and hers was from the ET interview last year with Leanne.
Yes.
When Jen makes a comment about, like, oh, that was 200 years ago, babe.
Yes.
Don't worry about
it.
It
was so
cute. And also the moment when Emma says that Jen says that Emma will suck Hook into the darkness with her.
Yeah.
So those are Gabrielle's favorite moments.
I think my favorite moment is the Nerd HQ panel with Jen, Colin, and Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was just my favorite. I think just the original sort of geeks versus posers and how geeky Colin was kind of my favorite thing.
I think that was with MTV, not Nerdy.
Yeah, that was with Josh Horowitz. Mm-hmm. Josh Horowitz on MTV.
Okay. It was still a Comic-Con moment, right?
Yeah.
One of my favorites was when Colin walks into that interview because he came in late and he sits down and Jen's like, all my ships are on this couch.
And then I think my favorite was it was at the Nerd HQ panel, the mystery panel, and Colin really opened up about, like, being, like, shy and being bullied as a kid, and that's, I think, the most we've ever kind of had him talk about his own personal life.
Yeah.
And I don't know, that was really nice to see and hear and, like, find out about him.
My favorite Comic-Con moment has been, I think it was the panel going into season 4. And someone had asked who, like, I think someone was saying, like, who do we think Emma's true love is? And it was just Colin just ecstatically pointing at himself and wiggling his eyebrow and like, yeah, it's me.
That was great.
He ships it so much.
He does.
There's so many like moments to like choose, but I actually came across one today from 2013, and it was like a little game called Two Lies and Truth, and I found that really good because Colin put a wooden leg, he'd lose eyeliner, and then he'd kiss Emma, but like it's so funny and into because like he realizes after says the second one, the first one's gonna have to be a truth, and then he was there for ages going. he finally just said he'd kiss Emma, so immediately you knew that was going to be the truth.
Yeah.
Also, that was also the interview where we found out that from Adam and Eddie that Hook was going to get his hand back for that one episode, so that was really good. I just thought it was a really like interesting spin on like an interview, because I find sometimes like when promo we're doing like promo it's like the same thing over and over, so I found it quite refreshing.
Yeah.
I also loved how from that year, Hook getting, like, a new outfit was, like, such a big thing.
Right? It was.
And we were like, he's finally getting different clothes, guys.
Yeah, it just been fitted, hadn't it? So it was just getting all like, oh, I've tried it on the other day, it was great. It's like, oh my god.
What about 3 years ago in what I call the Red Dress Comic Con? Because I love that dress she had on that year. Yeah. But when they're doing the panel, it was
attracted to Comic Cons by what Jen's wearing.
Right?
Yeah.
It was the first time they did the little bit where they did the head on the shoulder thing. But Adam and Eddie were like trying to talk, and they did that, and then one of them makes a comment, and they're like, "No one's listening to us right now." Like, I love that.
Of course not.
Because it's true.
I think my favorite Comic-Con moment was from last year, just, like, all of their roundtable interviews that they did. I can't even pick one, but they were all of them were just so great. Like,
it's because the relationship was, like, out there, so they could finally talk about it and be open about it. It was,
yeah.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, it was just a great set of interviews.
I also love how Colin just kind of sat back and let Jen take the reins with a lot of the questions.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's just like, I'm good. And it's like then an interviewer would ask him, like, oh, Colin, what do you have to say about that question? He'd be like, everything that Jen said.
Yeah.
She pretty much covered it.
Tim?
I would say Nerd HQ last year, the whole moment where Jennifer did not know what treat yourself was. And then they brought it back this year, and not only, you know, did they ask, and I felt like she gave a really nice answer, but Zach's moment of, oh shit, I didn't even remember that. I was so drunk last year.
Yes. Like,
I know this is a Captain Swan podcast, but I love him. So anyways, my favorite moment had to have been just when Colin looked at her with all sincerity, was like, yeah, treat yourself, Jennifer. Like, he just called her Jen. He just called her Jennifer. And just the way he did it, it was just really funny. I was just like, yep, nope, that's it.
Okay, I take my moment back. Because you made me think of the one that I really loved, which was from that same panel when Jen was giving him crap for the amount of guitars that he has and how he sits online and looks at new guitars. And then he, in turn, gave her crap for Outlander and how he has to hear about Outlander all the time.
I also love how, like, Zachary Levi was like, oh, Colin, you've already treated yourself. And Colin's like, I treated myself when I was poor as shit. So.
So we've got the question from the email.
Yes.
From Rowan.
So I'm assuming so. They did not give a name, but we're calling that person Rohan. They said that everyone always gives their favorite Captain Swan moments, but they want to know what our favorite Colin and Jen moments are. And so not just at Comic-Con, but just in general, whether it's bloopers or filming behind the scenes or you know, whatever. And their top three were when Jen dances on stage when Colin was singing at Fairy Tales, which is Rachel's as well.
My bad.
The Access Hollywood interview where Colin interviews Jen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And their top one, which we already talked about, was the one where, that I just mentioned, where Adam's trying to answer the question regarding Emma's soulmate, but he's being cut off by the audience. Mm-hmm. screaming at them instead. So, thank you for the question. So, what's your favorite Colin and Jen moments?
Yeah.
I mean, like, yeah, my top one is when Jen gets up to dance while Colin's playing the guitar, because I think, like, that just shows, like, kind of how much they're friends, because I feel like Jen probably knew that Colin was going to be nervous and a little shy, and she kind of took some of the pressure
off of him. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't listen to that song anymore without, like, just getting, like, this huge goofy grin on my face. Like, another one that was my favorite, and it was, like, literally a two-second scene from the bloopers when they were, it was from the Captain Swan movie, and they're in the tavern, and it's Hook, and he's just like, meow. And she's, like, trying so hard to, like, stay in character.
Yes, I love that.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, mine's kind of like actually just a picture. It's not really a clip or anything, but it's the picture of Colin playing the guitar and sort of serenading Jen in the makeup room, I think it is.
Yes.
And that, I just found that really cute because I was just like, oh my God, it's so adorable. So yeah, I think that's my favorite.
One that comes to mind is when they were filming, I want to say it was Birth, and we got that video of them talking, and then right after they just start holding hands and skipping.
Yeah,
I was like, you two are just, you need to stop. You're adorable. And they're so comfortable with each other. They could just goof around like that on set.
Aww.
Yeah. So, like, my favorite was the TV Fanatic interview from, like, season 3, where, you know, the relationship was still pretty new. Like, nothing had happened yet. When they'd cursed, Celine had cursed Killian's lips. And then they kept teasing each other and trying to make each other blush. And Jen said, you know, you don't have to kiss to be intimate. I was like, oh my gosh. And it's like early days, but you could still see all the chemistry between them and the friendship. And so they just teased each other. I really loved that.
Yeah.
That was good.
Well, mine is, I mean, it's a new one now because it just happened yesterday. But them doing the Entertainment Weekly photo shoot and dancing, doing the little dancing pose, made my life so much. But if I had to pick something not Comic-Con related, I just love all the photos that Jen posted on Instagram during her 101 smiles. Like, how he's using the hook to, like, hold his coffee. And, we got so many good little behind-the-scenes photos. I love those.
Those were perfect. Yeah.
I hope she does them again this year.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's do fic or art recommendations.
All right.
I'll start. I'll do it. So this one, I think Justine and I have the same one, unless she found another one in the time frame. but it is by This Tutu Sullied Flesh on Tumblr, and it is a Captain Swan Comic-Con, like, little one-shot, and it is the cutest thing ever. It's about them waiting in line and, like, meeting in line. Well, Emma and Mary Margaret are waiting in line, and they meet up with David and Henry, and Killian's there, and, like, they made friends, and they stay up and talk all night. It's just adorable, and y'all need to go read it.
Really cute.
What's the name?
Exclusive Sneak Peek at What's in Store, a CS Comic-Con AU.
Yeah, it's super cute.
All right, I've actually got a rec this week, which I don't usually, so mine is My Jolly Sailor Bold.
I already like it.
Yes. Just in case people can't understand my accent, that's B-O-L-D. And not bald people. And it's by Buckle Some Swash Swan at Tumblr, .tumblr.com, obviously. And it's very short, and it's sort of an AU, although it is set in the Enchanted Forest, and Killian is still himself. Captain Hook is Captain Hook. But there's something slightly different about Emma, which I'm not going to give away. And the curse is slightly different. But I think it's just a nice little story. And it's kind of got the option for more to come out, I think. So, yeah, that's mine. My Jolly Sailor Bold.
Okay, so I was actually recommending Unbreakable by X Hooked on Killian X on Archive of Our Own. It's a really good 3B AU. Where Killian gets to go to New York with Emma and Henry. It's really good. And it makes me sing the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt theme song in my head every time I get an update.
Yay!
Are we gonna, sorry, I was gonna sing then.
I almost did, but I rated it.
I am going to recommend one of my favorite tropes is Priest Killian. And so I'm going to recommend one that is still currently being written. It's called Take Me to Church.
Yes.
By Optimistic Girl. Shout out to B. Love you, girl. It's probably one of my favorite Priest Killian fics going on. And just the descriptions and the slow burn right now. The last chapter was pretty damn amazing, I'm going to say. But I'm really excited to where she's going to take this. So Take Me to Church by Optimistic Girl on Tumblr, and it's also on fanfiction.net as well.
And mine is, it's called Scar Tissue by Pocket Annan on Archive of Our Own. It's a modern Navy AU where Killian's in the Navy and so is Emma. And they kind of like, they both like each other, but they both like don't mention it. And then they think, oh, it wasn't like me. It's that kind of thing. I love that. The build up to it, it's just amazing. I love it. I recommend it.
I'm going to recommend some artwork.
Yes.
Get your butts on Tumblr and go look at Captain Kitten's edits.
Yes. Yes.
Amazing.
Her royalty line that she just put out for AU Week is blowing my mind.
Mm-hmm. So good. She did one where they're World War II spies.
That was good. Yeah.
There's also one that she did where she did Killian as Jon Snow and her as Daenerys for those Game of Thrones watchers, and it just about slayed me when I saw it.
I love her artist, but she's been doing them for years, and she just outdoes herself. She's just so good.
She's so good. It's like amazing. She has to have some sort of magic because like these look so good.
Yeah. Another, I just want to throw out another shout out to Sea Starved because her graphics are also insanely amazing, and it just hurts at how good these people are at Manitz.
We are blessed.
They're amazing.
I swear, the Captain Swan fandom is one of so the talented
as
I've ever seen it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Everyone is so talented, and everyone has something that they're good at, and it's just, it's amazing. There's no shortage of good Captain Swan art, fic, edits, music, anything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is good.
Everything is awesome. What?
Absolutely.
I did get a text from one of my friends on Tumblr. Her name's Anne. She goes by Annie Texture on Tumblr, and she was actually at the panel. And she said what her favorite moment was seeing that little bit with James Marsters and Cruella and the Underworld Bar.
That was brilliant.
I need an Underworld spinoff of Arthur and Cruella just running the Underworld together.
Yes.
We're fighting over who gets to run it. I don't care. I just need them.
It could be like a little web series.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it would be great.
Kim, do you have a rec?
I have a rec that you tagged me in on Tumblr, actually, since it combines three of my loves, which is Comic-Con, Captain Swan, and Star Wars, which is the fairy tales and time travel did a sketch of Emma and Killian cosplaying, where Emma is Rey and Killian is BB-8, and it made me so happy, and so it's just a really great drawing, and I was kind of all about that, so I've kind of been, like, sitting on it. I'm like, No, this is perfect. This is, like, everything that I am. So I'm like, I needed to give a shout-out for that one. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So,
there you go. Oh, more art. There's the ones where it's, like, the little chibi, Killian and Emma's, and, like, it's them, like, being drawn and then colored in and them reacting to it. It's so cute. Oh, my God.
It hurts how cute they are.
It's so freaking cute. I can't.
That's by CocoHook38, a.k.a. Julie, a.k.a. my love. She does a lot of artwork for me for my fic, so I love anything she does, and she's amazing.
I want to make a request to the fandom, because Rachel sent me this amazing edit of Emma and Killian as Death Eaters. And
I did see that. That's
fandom,
so
please, somebody write it. Please, and send it to me. Thank you.
Do I have to do the thing? on top of everything I have going for me, do I have to do the thing?
Yes, do the thing.
Okay.
Just do it. Just do it. All right.
Sounds good. Even if it's just little, I might do it.
I need it. I just somebody out there, some talented individual. I need it.
Like,
yeah.
Send me all the Harry Potter AUs, please.
Yes.
All of them. Tag me on Twitter. Send me any and all Harry Potter AUs that you know exist, please. Thank you.
I know there's a surprising lack of Harry Potter AUs in the Captain Swan fandom.
There's one or two. I think I've read them, but I'll try to find them out for you. I've read about two.
There's just so much more detail to remember in the Harry Potter fandom.
That's true.
I think, like, I still remember a lot from the Harry Potter fandom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was actually starting
to write. It's, like, all the old tropes, like the American foreign exchange students that come in, like, at fifth year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hermione suddenly getting hot over the summer.
Time Turner AUs for days.
I know we've gotten totally off topic, but just please, if you have not heard of it or read it, please Google My Immortal and read it and love it.
When is the new My Immortal going to come out? When is this new generation of fanfic users going to generate the new My Immortal?
I know, right?
I'm just waiting for it. Best. It brings back so many memories.
And that's the end of my Harry Potter rant. Okay, thank you.
You remember how it was, like, a legit, like, thing, like, a debate, like, a serious debate about whether My Immortal was a troll fic or not.
And we still don't know, do we? To this day.
We still don't know. To this day.
One of the many unanswered mysteries of the world.
I feel like that's just gonna have to go down in history as, like, the great unsolved mystery.
Alright, I think that wraps it up.
Yeah.
I think we can. Yeah, sure.
We've talked for a really long time.
As usual.
Thank you for listening, everyone.
So we do not have a topic yet for next week, but we will get it together very soon.
Suggest one. Leave it down in the comments.
Yeah, what do you guys want us to talk about?
Tell us.
Please.
I know that we're anxiously awaiting doing a drunk rewatch of the Captain Swan movie.
Yes!
That is on the agenda. Yes.
So
it's going to happen.
That will happen.
It'll happen someday.
I guarantee it. Someday. All right. Thanks everyone for listening. Send us your comments on Twitter, Tumblr, email. Check us out. We're all over.
Comment box
check us out
below.
On Facebook.
We are now on like Facebook. Every social media. So find us, follow us, like us.
Love us.
OUACS podcast pretty much everywhere.
Yep. We are also on Audioboom now.
Yeah. Download the app. You can listen to us on the go.
Yep, if that's easier for anyone than doing YouTube. We got our Audioboom channel up and running. The website's also up and running. Still very new and working on adding some more fun stuff, but it's in the works, but it's live.
Mm-hmm. We're getting there, guys.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye!
Bye.